Amir Ibaraka is a celebrated poet, playwright, and activist. He's also written the foreword to the book This Planet is Doomed, the science fiction poetry of Sun Ra. The book is a collection of poems by Sun Ra, the innovative bandleader and composer known for his eclectic music and his crazy costumes that included space helmets. Amir Ibaraka spoke to Steve Paulson about Sun Ra.
Sun Ra actually believed that what he was talking about and who he was as a musician was beyond what was the given, the common, that it was beyond the commercial, and that he was actually speaking a philosophy that was more than just musical philosophy. Read this book called This Planet is Doomed, that the whole book of poetry there speaks of needing another world, needing another mind, needing another human being, and another language, and all those things. At base, Sun Ra saw himself as a kind of a cosmic reformer, you know, that he had come to help reform the Earth, the planet Earth, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he had this whole story. I mean, part of his personal mythology that he was of the angel race, and he was from Saturn. what do you make of that?
There was this German guy that asked him, you know, he was interviewing him. He said, come on, Sun Ra, now tell the truth. You've never been to Saturn. Sun Ra said, yeah, you're right. He said, but I have been to Jupiter. He wasn't going for any kind of literal interpretation of what he was saying. Everything that he says, even those things that sound way out, are really kind of explained in a kind of evolutional science. When he talks about we travel the space waves from planet to planet, there's no kind of law that says we will not immigrate to another planet. I mean, they already got all these space probes and spaceships. They've been trying to get to Mars for hundreds of years and so forth and so on. So what he was saying in that regard was pretty, you know, scientifically possible.
Take me back to the 60s then, when Sun Ra had landed in New York. There he was with his orchestra, what he called his orchestra. What was he doing that no one else was doing back then?
Well, Sun Ra was making a kind of free jazz. He was not just adhering to the kind of Tin Pan Alley legacy that most of the music has, and even the beboppers who were just using the harmonies rather than those same kind of melodies was still linked to those kind of chord structures. What Ra said, and indeed all those musicians that came out during that time, Ornette Coleman, Albert Isla, Pharoah Sanders, all those musicians, beginning with the late Coltrane, began to emphasize going beyond the kind of Tin Pan Alley structures. And it just seemed like Sun Ra was just doing it in earnest. He was trying to go as far as he could. But the music has very clear African, Asian, Latin kind of basis to what it is, although he'll go off and play some sounds perhaps you never heard or never heard associated with jazz, although if you have listened to most modern world music, you'll certainly hear that if you listen to Webern or Stravinsky or somebody like that, or Bartok. What Ra was doing was trying to make a kind of cosmopolitan music past just the regular kind of nightclub bebop.
Well, let me ask you about the title poem from this collection of Sun Ra's poetry called This Planet is Doomed.
This planet is doomed.
There's a lot of anger in that poem, and it makes very effective use of the Sun Ra persona in terms of comparing the African-American's place in society to that of a space alien from another planet. What do you make of that poem?
Well, see, I think that, see, Sun Ra, his own personal life was like that in a particular a microcosm. Sun Ra was not everybody's Negro walking around. You know what I'm saying? He had a concept of himself not only as a specific isolated creator in a society of mediocrities, which is what he would describe it, but then he could parallel that to the life of the Afro-American, just a regular Afro-American walking around who was like isolated from the great American dream. You know, and then particularly the Afro-American artists who had to find venues, had to find an audience for what he considered to be way out for things that were exceptional.
It just breaks me all up, man. It just breaks me all up. I just can't understand it. Can't understand a damn bit of it. Like, man, I gotta get away from him. I gotta get away from him before they mess up my mind. Before they take my soul, man, I just gotta get away and blast off in my rocket ship. I come from a better place than this. Why in the hell am I here for? I'm here to keep up with the pricks. And all the narrow-minded hoodlums. All the big talkers and big money makers and rackets. And all these pricking squares around. Hell no. I gotta blast away. I gotta get away, man. I gotta blast off like a super Megatron rocket on electrodynamic radiation. Can't stand it, man. I gotta get away.
Now, Sun Ra is known mainly for his music, not his poetry.
Yeah.
Do you see the two as kind of going hand in hand, or were they two very different things?
No. The poetry was used during the music. If you ever heard a concert of Sun Ra's music, he would sometimes repeat some of these poems while the music was playing. He had these space goddesses, Verda Mae Grosvenor, June Tyson, who might walk around the room reciting this poem, or sometimes a whole line of musicians with the space goddesses in it would walk around reciting this poem.
The happiness of any country or people is the music. It is either the soul is the music, or the music is the soul. Whether or a nation, a people, a government, or an individual, whether real or artificial, schools can not develop soul.
Do you have a favorite Sun Ra poem yourself?
Let me see. Like a universe, perfect, if they only knew what great jokes God has played on humanity. Yes, he's placed me in the midst of them for vague purpose of vague, and yet so great that I don't know where it is myself. I don't know where this purpose lies, hidden. What is there? A soft fire that is burning within me to let me know, yes, it's there. And my mind searches for it, my heart searches for it, and I look and I think, yes, here it is. Then it's gone. It's like a mist. Then it's like a sunset. It's like a sunrise. It's like a universe. It lies there. And yet I walk among people all along, not knowing, and the people not knowing. And then I think, I say, what a great joke I am. And then, strangely enough, I look at people sometimes and I hate them. I look at them and I hate them. I don't wish to destroy them. I don't want to harm them, but I hate them because I know that I'm part of them, that I'm here for them, that I belong to them. And that's why I hate them. Because you see, if I didn't belong to them, if I wasn't placed here for them, I would be a free spirit. But I can't be free as long as I haven't served my purpose. I can't be free as long as I give to people what I have to give to them. Yes, I'm more free than most men. I'm more free than most spirits, but yet I'm chained. You see, it's a great joke on me, too. Then again, I look at people and I love them. I love them so very much until I turn my head in shame. I want to touch them with my fingertips and erase the frown from their face. I want to touch them with my mind and erase every care and every sorrow away. I want to touch them with my mind and open their mind's eye to let them see the things that I know and feel. I want to do that because I love them. Then I look at them, then I hate them again. I hate them because I love them so much and I don't know. I don't know where the hate begins and the love ends. I don't know how love ends and hate begins. I don't know any of these things. All I know is I'm a great joke. I'm the biggest joke that's ever been played upon the world. And people think, they think that God has no ailment. But I know because I'm a living joke. I'm one that will cause people to scratch their heads in wonderment in search of their hollow hearts and look in their souls and wonder, where did he come from? What is he? Who made him? You see, I'm such a great joke until I tickle myself.
Hmm. Now, I'm curious, how has Sun Ra's poetry and music influenced your own creative work, if it has?
Well, Sun Ra certainly came in a period where I think our generation was thinking similar kinds of thoughts, whether it was Albert Eiler or later Train or Ornette Coleman. We had similar kinds of ideas. First of all, transcending American society. And I thought that there's a commonality in that, so that even the science fiction aspect of it was related to the fact that we wanted this society to change and were willing even to posit alternative models. I mean, Sun Ra speaks consistently of alter worlds, alter life. Things that are not this way are parallel, but different, you know.
And I suppose that's where the whole science fiction legacy comes in as well. I mean, as you know,
absolutely,
why someone who identifies with that science fiction tradition is a radical. I mean, you're imagining newer and possibly better worlds.
Absolutely. Well, even in something like Bradbury, The Martian Chronicles, if you read that, you know, and I read that so long ago, man, when I was in high school, you see that constantly in those stories. There's one called, what's that story, Way in the Middle of the Air, about these people come in the South looking for these black people, and the black people are all getting on a rocket ship, leaving the Earth. That is progressive in that sense, that number one, if American society depends on them so much that they have to go look for them, and that they're so suppressed or oppressed, on the other hand, that they want to get out of here, it really expresses a commonality. When's that, 1950-something, or late 40s, early 50s? But a lot of those stories, even in somebody like Bradbury, are progressive vis-a-vis American life and fiction, you know.
It must not be forgotten that music is a language all its own. A language whose foundation and projection is in melody, rhythm, and harmony. The extension consideration of music in an advanced form as to composition, sculpture, shape and form, arrangement, length, depth and width, message, meaning, impression, strength, degree, beauty, badness, all dimensions of being. Every place there is music.
That's Sun Ra reciting from his poem, The Outer Darkness. The other readings were by Sun Ra's collaborators. Three albums of Sun Ra's poetry have recently been reissued. Amiri Baraka wrote the foreword to This Planet is Doomed, the science fiction poetry of Sun Ra. He spoke with Steve Paulson. You can find more links to information about the book and the CDs on our website, ttbook.org.